people love that we're a husband wife team. We lead with that, and they're like, "Oh my
Yeah.
God, like y'all are all in on like there we don't have a safety net. It's all or nothing, start zero commission every day and go make something happen."
What happens when a loan officer finally decides to stop talking about doing video and actually builds a system behind forcing himself to show up, get in the game, and do it? Today, we have the pleasure of sitting down with HMA Texas loan officer, community builder, and marketing standout, one of my favorites, Jeff Shealy. Not only do partners love him and clients rave about him, but his strategy might be one of the blueprints that you need to make your 2026 even stronger. Jeff, I'm so excited to talk to you. How are you doing today, buddy?
Doing fantastic. I would think I was your number one, but one of is good. I'll take that. I'll take that. So
You're in the very top. I have to be careful how I classify all of our loan officers,
someone
right?
could watch this. Yeah.
Now, you know, you're a fave. I mean, you know, you're one of the teacher's pets when, and we don't even try to do this, when our vendors come in and they say, oh, I'm going to use an example here. And it's always Jeff Shealy on the screen as the example. I mean, it's kind of funny at this point, but it just means that you are doing a lot of things right. And, you know, people need to take a page out of your book. And I know you work really hard to make all the things happen. And so that's why we wanted to chat with you about a lot of different topics today, how you got started, marketing, things that are exciting, things that are going to happen in this new year. Yeah, where should we start first? Mr. Shealy in the hot seat.
Let's just roll with it. I love being in the hot seat. I don't know why our vendors do that, but and it's quite embarrassing every time. I think it's so they can have the embarrassing factor. I think that's what it really is. It's not that I'm any more special than anybody else. So,
well,
but
I
I'll
think
take it.
one
I'll
thing
take it.
one thing that stands out with you is that you are able to master different softwares, tools, strategies put in front of you, where I would say some people get overwhelmed when it's too much. You've been an effective standout at taking a lot of different styles of coaching, software, tools, platforms, and making them all effective for your business and kind of making it look easy. So how have you done that? Is it just a matter of adding things over time, or what has been your plan around executing LinkSpot so well? Being the top performer on experience.com is an example. Two examples to start.
I look at it as one, will this tool help me? Will it help other people in our company personally? I mean, if it's just helping me, that's great and wonderful. And I'm going to learn all about it and use it to its full capability, which I still don't do on some of the platforms, but I'm working on that. But it's, if I can bring value to the entire company and we can use it as a whole to grow, man, I'm all in. And I think that's what it is. The passion that I have about something. My wife will tell you, I'm like a dog with a bone. I mean, if I have something on my mind, I'm going to make sure that I do it and I do it well and to the full capacity that I can. So I think that shines through in using some of our marketing tools or a lot of them. Like prime example, experience, you experience.com, right? I look at that. And I was like, man, I'm beating out most people in my sphere, in my market. That's not good enough. I want to be number one. How do I do that? So I call them up and they're like, well, if you buy this tool and we can help you. And it's like, I'm in, I'll buy the dang tool. Let's go. Get me to one. And it worked. I am number one in Texas as of last week because of our amazing marketing department helping me with that. But I'm, you know, that makes me smile that I'm not number two or three. I'm first. So,
and that took a while. That took a while to
it
get
took
there.
A while. It did. It was not overnight. It's funny because I have others at the company and they reached out and they're like, well, how are you doing that? And I said, well, here's how we're doing it. And they're like, well, my people keep giving me fours and four and a halves and we do a great job for them. Like, you got to hit them before they get the survey. Like, tell them this is coming. Is there anything that would hinder you from giving me a 5-star review so I can fix it right now? And so that's a big takeaway for you. So
yeah, what a better way to lead.
Yeah, part of it's the competitiveness too. Right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That and what a better way to lead your referral partners or your clients. If there's a problem, hit it head on before the end of the transaction. I mean, I'm sure that's kind of a killing two birds with one stone right there too. You're going to get the 5-star review. And if there's an issue, you're going to figure it out before it becomes full blown.
Most people are afraid to do that. I don't know why. I think in our business, most people are afraid to just say that up front. And I'm not. It's like, tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can fix it. Because if I'm doing something wrong here, it may be progressing into something else or for the next person. And I don't want that to happen. I want to squish it right away. And I think people are afraid to hear that criticism from their own customers and referral partners. So
I would agree. We've had a lot of that type of pushback of I'm nervous to do reviews because what if I don't get all 5 stars? You know, it actually looks, I think, a bit more realistic to not have every single review just be 5 stars. It's okay to have a couple 4.5s or somebody that gives you a 4. You know, you see things on Amazon and some of the larger platforms for consumer products, and people start to doubt the credibility of the review itself when it's just all 5 stars across the board. So instead of being fearful of that, I'm always encouraging loan officers, lay into it, dig into it, have an opportunity for a conversation and response. People will be more impressed with your communication style and your response to something that wasn't perfect, because life and business, nothing is. You know, you've been kind of an ally of mine too. You know, Jeff is one, I'm not shy to say, who will just send me messages over on Teams saying, Corinne, look into the speaker. Corinne, look into this partner. Look into this service. And I'm like, what's he got for me now? And when he tells you that he's looking out for the rest of the loan officers at the company, he means it. He's a leader here. So, you know, you've always been a refreshing ally of mine, because when I've got my head in a million things at one time, you'll send me a gem. And basically just say, just look into it. And the next thing you know, we have a new platform. We have microsites that are performing so well and going so deep for so many of our loan officers, from lead generation standpoint, being able to communicate with funnels and newsletter drips and organization of leads through social media ads. So, you know, I can't thank you for that enough, because there's a lot going on in this industry, as we all know. There's a lot of shiny objects, right?
Right, right. Well, and the cool part there too is the other side of that. When the vendor that we sign up with sees that and reaches out, is like, dude, you just brought my business from here to here. It's like, you know, how can I help you? And it's like, man, just keep doing what you're doing. And if I ever have a question, just pick the phone up. Oh, no problem. Anything else? I'm like, can you get it to me for free? No, I'm just kidding. But you know, it's like seeing them grow. Holy smoke. Right. And in that I use that not only for our vendors and I hate the word vendors, our partners. Cause I don't like being called a vendor myself. So our partners, right. Our strategic partners. When my realtors win, even when I don't get a deal, man, that's a great feeling, because I can put my head on the pillow at night and go, man, they just got something for nothing. And all I had to do was be cool to their customer that maybe went with a new build, right? And a builder deal, and they're getting $30,000 in this and gold toilets put in, and I can't do that. But I'm able to walk them through that process, and they reach out and go, dude, did you really just help that person? Even though we're going here. Yeah, I did. Oh, I can't thank you enough, because it lets them go get more business and know that customer is taken care of. So that's what makes me get up every day and do what we do.
Well, and I think that really is a testament to your service mindset. And I think a lot of people do have that service mindset in this industry. I wish more would have that mindset, because at the end of the day, we are serving our communities, serving our loan partners and everyone around us. And I like the way that you just framed that. I mean, have you always been that way, Jeff, or was this kind of a learned thing?
I mean, that's been instilled within me since I was a little kid. So yeah. I, you know, my mom instilled that into me when it was just me and her, right? At the age of 2, it was mom and me. So it's like, hey, you help everybody that you can, you have a servant's heart, and those things will come back to you tenfold, 100-fold. It's not going to look like what you gave out every time, but you'll be rewarded. If not here, then later on in heaven for me. So yeah. So that's I've just lived my life that way.
Yeah. I like that we're talking about childhood a little bit, because I was going to dial us back and ask you, how did you get into this industry, or when did you first know, you know, younger Jeff, or when you started that this was going to be the industry for you? I mean, you're super young now, Jeff, but younger
Jeff. Younger. Yeah, we'll go with
younger
that.
Jeff.
Yeah. 25 times two has never looked so good. I got into this industry, funny. My wife actually was a loan processor assistant. So she worked through a temp agency. Yeah. And a friend of ours got her into where he was working. And I'd show up over there from time to time for lunch or whatnot. And this dude walks in with Hawaiian shirt, shorts, flip flops, and he's just got cash coming out of his wazoo. Like, and he's working like 2 hours a day. And I'm like, I know him very well. And if he can do this, there's no reason I can't do this. So I went to his boss and I said, I'm just going to sit next to you. All I need to make is $2,400 a month. That's all our bills will be covered. Let me sit next to you and learn this. And he's like, okay, yeah, that's one loan more a month for me to do. That's all I have to do. And I can teach you how to do that. So I just sat next to him for 24 months, learning and listening and just absorbing everything. And he left for Vegas one time for vacation for a week. And he said, just call me if anything happens. He never picked the phone up. The 1 week turned into 2 weeks. And I was going to kill him when I got back, but that was the best training ever. Like, you're in the weeds. You got to figure this out and you got to come up with the solution. So that's how I got in the business.
Wow. That's pretty bold. I mean, I would like to think that kids today do the darndest things, but that kids today, you know, would take that kind of opportunity. I don't know if people are really doing that anymore. You know, hey, I'll work for free. I'll sit next to you. I just want to learn. I don't see that as much, but for those of you who are just starting, even if you're in high school or college and you're listening to this, be bold, do something bold, take a risk. Because you never know where it's going to lead. I love that you did that. And I love that he didn't answer.
Yeah, I do too. He's awesome that he did not do that. So yeah, I wouldn't have been where I am. You know, I'd have just been still just getting by, I would think. Who knows? But it's funny because I don't know one, I know one person in my 23-year career that said, I want to be a loan officer. We all either luck into this job or someone sees something in us and goes, hey, you're a waitress, you're a bartender. Man, you could do this job. Come and work for me. Let me get you out of this and into this. And I would bet to say 10 people out of 10 that you talk to, 9.999, they didn't want to be a loaner. They didn't even know what it is. They didn't even know what we do, right? And we luck into what we do. So I'm excited that I had that opportunity years ago. So this is my wife.
Well, yeah, job. Just throw you into the fire kind of opportunity throw you into the pool and see if you can swim. Yeah. That's kind of how you learn quickly, really quickly, and accelerate. You know, you mentioned the better half of you very briefly and how, you know, you met her and how that started. Tell us about that working relationship. I mean, you guys are a dynamic husband-wife team. We love, Rachel and I love following you guys on videos. I love seeing what you guys have to say. And, you know, how does that work? Like, is Monica in one office and you're down the hall in another office? Are you ever getting in trouble for things? Give us some behind the scenes on this, Jeff.
Absolutely. So the year of COVID 2020 was probably the most challenging for us.
Yeah.
Because we had to work in the same house, and I was in the living room. I gave her the office, and she hated me because I am one that will talk on my phone with the speaker on. Like, that's just how because I can write and talk and think and walk around, and that's just what I do. And she's like, "You got it. This is not going to work out for us." So, fast forward, she has the office at the house, and I went and rented some space. So that's how we keep our life together.
So, you're smart, man.
Yeah. she has her space and I have mine, and it works out great. But no, we do work as a great team. Believe it or not, I am probably the biggest introverted extrovert you'll see. Because I'm a solution problem solver, right? If we go somewhere and we're in a big room of people, Monica's out talking to people and, oh, come meet my husband. I'm just in the corner. Like, if you need me, come let me know what you need. I'll fix it for you and go on about your merry way, right? And she just loves to talk and get to know people. And so just that dynamic works great for us. It's a good
thing. That's a good customer service dynamic, networking dynamic of you both know your strengths and how to use them together. And then how both of you will influence the business collectively together. That's really cool.
Yep. It works great. And people love that we're a husband and wife team. We lead with that. And they're like, oh my God, like, y'all are all in on, like, we don't have a safety net. It's all or nothing. Start zero commission every day and go make something happen. So that's what we do.
Yeah. I'm sure people love to hear that. Again, not something that is very common in any industry to work with your spouse, but to do it and do it well. And, you know, you guys are doing a ton of events. You're out in the community. I feel like every time I turn around and I look at our events list, like, okay, what's going on this quarter, this month? I'm like, Sheely. Like, you guys are all over the place. I mean, I know your son's in college now, so, you know, you got some time on your hands. But really cool things you guys are doing. What are some, have you done any really different events? Or you did tell us about an event that's coming up later today.
Yes, that sounded very fun.
Very fun.
Oh my gosh. So before we get to that one, we partner with a lot of realtors and they're like, hey, we want to do this. And it's like, okay, let's put a game plan together first and make sure that it works out for everybody.
Can you say that again? Let's say that one more time for the people playing at home.
Yes. Game plan. It's got to work for everybody involved, right? So some of them, we don't do, or hey, this isn't in our wheelhouse, right? And it's okay to say no to somebody. Like, if you look up their production and they've closed zero deals in the last 14 months and they want to go and put a big shindig on, I'm probably going to say no to that, you know? Or hey, I will do this for you, but hey, can we close a deal together? Can you send me a lead so that we know how we work together while we're waiting on XYZ event? Oh, sure. You got to ask that stuff. They're not going to just turn it over to you, right? Yeah. But we love doing the bigger events, title company events. We really love doing those where they're bringing in all the people and we have 2 to 5 minutes to talk, but we network before and after.
Sure.
In, out, and go, right? And we get contacts from that and follow up. And that's huge. Those are big. Or realtor events. The one we're doing tonight is called Bad Mom's Christmas. So it's ladies only. I'll be there as the bartender. But it's all shopping events. So one of our amazing realtors and her team put together this event where it's shopping. So they're bringing in local people, local artisans, everything for sale, coming in and selling stuff, or having pop-up shops there. And then they're doing Singo, and yes, they're bringing in the shirtless fire department, local fire department guys, so they can come and walk around and fill the boot or whatever they're going to do. I don't know. I wasn't asked to do that part, unfortunately. So
the ladies might purchase more. The ladies might be feeling fun and purchase a little bit more because the shirtless firemen are there too.
That's right, Jeff. So, but those things are fun, right? Not only do I get to hang out with my amazing realtors that send me business, but we get to hang out with people that they've closed loans with somewhere else, maybe, and refi opportunities. So they're like, hey, here's Jeff, or here's this, or whatever the case may be, right? Like, we're giving back to the community to bring people together. And that makes our heart full. So.
That's awesome. But what I'm hearing, some things I'm hearing, and there's some good takeaways for our loan officers, is that there's boundary setting that goes on that you've dialed in, right, with how you want to spend your time on these events to make them the most impactful. And then within a successful event or one that you've chosen and decided this is a good, you know, way for Monica and I to spend our time, you actually have a strategy within the strategy, When are you getting there? Maybe you've got 3 to 5 minutes to highlight yourself. There's a couple moments before and after for networking that makes sense. And then you have the opportunity to either pop over to another event or go back and take a call. But it's a great way to kind of learn structure of these face-to-face meetings and how to make them the most effective. I feel like many officers might, you know, think, oh, I'm just going to put on an event or I'm just going to go to an event. There's a little bit more to it than that. And that's something that you and Monica have really dialed in successfully. And as Rachel pointed out, that's why you're doing so many of them effectively, right?
Right.
So there is strategy, you know, within the events. And I think sometimes it's like, oh, I'm putting on something later. And that's why our team always tries to dial back, hey, process, planning. You know, we sound like we're blue in the face sometimes and we're always asking for more time, but it's because we know we can make the event stronger with a little bit right. more notice and leeway. So I feel like it's something you guys have dialed in. And if anybody has questions on that, you guys are a great case study to look at.
Of course. I mean, and again, I mean, just where we work, right? We have the marketing team helps us get ready and get prepared. And then not only do they help us get prepared, but they make sure that we're going to do it. Like, hey, it's the day before. Are you ready to go? Do you have all of your stuff ready? Did you have your signage that you need, the giveaways that you're going to give away? Do you have all of that ready? And then, oh, by the way, don't forget to take pictures so we can help you get this out on purpose, right? So yeah. It's a team effort. It's not just Monica and I going out there blindly and seeing what happens, but I love that shotgun approach. It works better for me, because not only now are we everywhere, people see us. And then I'm not honed in on an hour lunch, which those are great. Mm-hmm. Those are fantastic once you get down to that level. But getting out there and being in front of 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 people at a time, and then being able to get that information and really hone in on who you want to work with. Some people are just jerks. You don't want to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
The style is not going to work together. So why waste your time? I mean, we don't have that kind of time.
And then that's where they say, well, just see Jeff. And then you've already branded yourself. I mean, as you can see here, justseejeff.com. I mean, it starts in every piece of the process. You're branding yourself, you're telling the story, you're following up with the people afterwards. That's the full marketing strategy plan. And I really saw it this year, I think more than ever, Jeff. You turned it up 20 notches, 100, you know, you're at 110% right now, where you're doing the video, you're getting out there with events. Let's pivot into video a little bit, because I know that was a huge initiative that we'd been talking about for a while. And I think a lot of people we hear this from, they want to do these things. They want to do events. They want to do video. They want to do social, but they're a loan officer and it's really hard to get out of the lane of being a loan officer, and they shouldn't, because that's the highest and best use. So. Right. So share what you did, because I think it's duplicatable for people.
So the first thing I'll say on that is I'm a humble guy, right? And I think a lot of introverted LOs are like that. Like, oh, you know, I have to get it right. I have to do this thing. I'll tell you what, that's false humility. It's up here, mm-hmm. and you got to get rid of that thought process, and you just got to do it. It's not going to be perfect, but I knew that I wasn't going to do it myself. So what I did was I hired a company to come in and do it for me. Yes, it's expensive, but guess what that also does? It gets my butt on the phone to get another deal or two done to be able to pay for this stuff. And so it's a double motivator. But they come in, they give me the scripts, they shoot the video, they edit the video, and then they put it out on all the social media platforms. I don't have to worry about that. So great book that I read a while back. I know Dave Holland has read it as well, is the Who Not How, right? Yeah. Who can do this for me instead of worrying about how to do it and make it perfect? You got to hire the who, which also means you got to get your butt to work so that you can get some loans closed to afford the who. So,
yeah, I like how you put that all together. And it's not just loan officers. I mean, I'm in the marketing game, and ask Rachel, she's here on the call. My deadline for what, 2 or 3 videos, Rachel, was today, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And both her and Summer, my video and social experts, like, we need your videos. Here's your script. Make sure they're filmed today. We need them by a certain time. So it is, I'm holding myself accountable. And again, there's all different resource allocations. I understand that as a loan officer, maybe there's an assistant who's really good with social media that can help you. You might not be at a place where Jeff is yet, where you can hire a full team, but working toward that. But just coming up with a plan of who could help me with this, how to get it done, if you know you're not going to do it yourself. So, yep. You know, Rachel and Summer have been great with me on firing over the ideas and the scripts, giving me my deadline, and then a reminder of they better be done and back to me. And nobody wants to disappoint their team. I don't want to get in trouble with my team. So that the videos got done. They were filmed this morning. Right, right.
They're great. And then on the flip side, you know, for someone who's leading on video and leading on social, I don't want to be the one who's saying, oh, do all this stuff, and then I'm not doing it. So I feel like I need to lead by example. But just to go back to the who, not how, many people out there have tweens or teenagers or even college kids? This is their world. They know this. I mean, I want the kids off the darn phones. Believe me, it's a struggle bus every single day. But they have this skill set that is kind of a superpower, and they can do it. So if you're not in a position to hire someone, see what the kids are doing, or even just ask for their input. I mean, your kids will be over the moon.
Yep.
So that's a good solution too.
That's a great point. I heard this, probably a few weeks ago. If you want an accountability partner that will hold you accountable, ask your kid. And just say, hey, look, if I do these things, we'll go, or if I hit this certain amount, or I do this, we'll go to Disneyland, whatever, right? They will hold you freaking accountable, because what's the last thing as a parent is like, I let my kids down because I didn't do these things to get us to here. I don't want that to happen, right? And so when those kids are coming to you, hey, we got to do these videos. Remember, we got to do these videos. And they're all they're doing is holding the camera and getting you motivated to do it. Man, I mean, that's free 99, cost nothing. So think about that.
Or even better yet, put them on your payroll, start them early, pay them minimally. That's a whole nother day of discussion.
And it's a tax write-off.
That's what I'm saying.
On this topic, though, I do have one additional question, Rach. What tangible can you say has changed in your business since you've added the video strategy, Jeff? So we were pushing toward video. You knew you needed to get it implemented. You figured out a way to do it. You've been rolling with it now for close to a year, more than that.
Yeah.
Any tangibles that you can report on that we can share with our loan officers regarding your results?
So I would love to say that all of my videos have gone viral and I'm getting a ton of leads coming in and it's all, you know, but it's just not, it's not there yet. We're building on that. It takes time most of the time, right? Every once in a while, somebody will have one that just hits, right? And it takes off for them. Mine is awesome. I'll go to these events, right? And there's different vendors there and different lenders and everything. And we'll set up booths at some of these deals that we go to. And, you know, when I have other people in the business come up to me and go, dude, you're everywhere. I see you everywhere. Like, I can't not see you. What are you doing? That's awesome to me, because what they think is perception is reality, right? They think I am all over the place and I'm really not. I'm staying in my lane, doing my thing and letting the social media aspect of business take itself and run with it. So That's the biggest one for me. I love when people come up to me and say that. So that means I'm annoying the heck out of them and they just need to come join us instead, right?
They will.
Well, that's such a valuable lesson though, because I think looking online and looking at social specifically, so many people think, oh man, I have to go viral in order for this to be successful. And not necessarily. So many times people will not like, they will not comment on your videos. But I've had this happen too, where people are like, I love your videos. I'm like, well, could you throw me a like every now and then, or a little emoji would be great. But people just don't do that. They're scrolling through and they see you. So it's keeping you top of mind and making you the celebrity of your town. And maybe not even, you know, not everybody wants to be the celebrity of their town, but they're noticing you. They're noticing that you're everywhere. So heck yeah, that's a win. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll, on that topic, we, before we got in the social media piece, right, our marketing that we would do was send out every month, send out something, a little tchotchke, a giveaway, a something to agents with, you know, something witty about, give us, you know, here, you're the bomb with some lip balm and we would love to work with you, right? Every month. And didn't hear from anybody. So I'm like, okay, well, that's several hundred dollars a month. I'm just going to quit. And then I started getting a phone call. It's like, hey, I didn't get my thing this month. What was that? Like, what's going on? I'm like,
well, look at that.
I never knew. So even the little things that you don't think people are noticing or taking advantage of or watching, keep doing them because they are, and they will. So.
Jeff, this was great. Honestly, we could chat all day long, but I know you've probably got events to go to and things to do because, you know, that's just the nature of who you are in this season. And we appreciate you taking time with us. Guys, check out Jeff. Just see Jeff.com. Like, I love that. That's such a great little tagline and easy way for people to remember. So thank you for taking some time with us today. As always, please like and subscribe Lending Leadership. We come at you every Wednesday and new episodes every week. And Mr. Jeff Shealy, thank you. See you next time.
Appreciate you guys. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.